Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky House and Senate agriculture leaders recently discussed a number of issues with Kentucky Farm Bureau officers from across the state. House Ag Committee Chairman Richard Heath says one of the primary concerns is making it easier for young farmers to get a start.
The market situation with the tariffs and the low grain prices, farmers are struggling, especially young farmers that are just trying to break into it. With that being said, average age of farmers is what, upper 50s, maybe 60 by now? And then you see the sons and grandsons of these farmers wishing they can farm and not having a path in.
Chairman Heath says the poultry industry is one of those ways.
Warren Beeler and the KDA has helped with that with these ag development funds. I know they have put up some down payment money for, in our end of the state, the poultry houses. A young farmer can go in there and secure a loan now to build some poultry barns and allow him to stay home on the farm. So that's the kind of thing I think we need more of.
Yeah, one of the goals during the session is not to hurt farmers.
Still had to defend the farmers' need for those tax exemptions. When you look at some of these crops have $400 an acre input costs and seed, fertilizer, and chemical, the farmer doesn't need to pay sales tax on those input costs and on their farm equipment. House Bill 44 for property taxes.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Richard Heath says the Ag Committee's role also includes standing up for the farmer.
I think our role going forward is going to be defending the farmer, not so much passing legislation to help him in ways that we haven't thought of before.
He says another role of the Ag Committee is education.
Someone from Louisville area that's never farmed brings up some kind of subject about these rich farmers, you know, driving these nice trucks and everything, and they need to be paying more taxes, and then I have to explain to them why they get the tax breaks and why they need to continue to get the tax breaks.
The Kentucky General Assembly will meet for an organizational session in early January and will move into the regular session in February. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.